As we stand together, we pray, Almighty God, by grace alone, you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. It's always about God. It's always about Jesus Christ. It's always about the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, forever and always. No matter what we say or doing, it needs to be about God. It needs to be about Jesus Christ. It needs to be about being open to the power of the Holy Spirit that transforms our lives every day. As Jesus was walking along the beach, he was praying, preparing, processing, as he was selecting people that he hoped were of integrity, honor, compassion, kindness, tenacity, and endurance. He knew they were not perfect people, and yet he also knew that he needed to choose people of humility and obedience. It was a rough ride. For 3 long years. But he believed in them, and they believed in him. And their relationship grew in the midst of the struggle. Jesus chose them. And so the question became, were they ready? If we were to look what was, were they ready? What will be in our future? And what it is today, we need to ask ourselves this question. If you're somebody that is married, were you ready to get married? If you look back now, were you ready to get married? Were you ready that all that has come in that relationship? If you're someone that's had children, were you ready to have children? As you look back on all the events of their childhood, were you ready? Or, as we heard in the collect, were you filled with grace and mercy and compassion and kindness and tenacity? And by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, you were able to see it through. These are great challenges in our lives. Whether they be faith-based or relationship-based, they are always great challenges in our lives. To receive a call in your life of any kind, to hear it, to respond, and to take action. This is what the disciples were originally asked to do, to hear it and to take action. In the middle of all of it, there's some really profound questions, I think, and one of those questions is, were they ready? And the second question is, did they already know Jesus? Had they heard him before? Had they been part of John's baptism? Is it possible that they had already had a heart tug to respond to his call? Were they frightened? Most of us have had experiences where we were frightened by God's voice in our life, whether it be for our relationships, our careers, or our families. Functioning in the fear by faith. Functioning in the fear by faith is so much of what we are called to do and to be every day. There are moments for every single one of us where there is profound doubt. Our hope and prayer is that that doubt takes us to a deeper faith as we immerse ourselves in the skills, talents, and abilities that are necessary in ministry. To be willing to read the books, to go to the seminars, to listen to the tapes, to be able to be in a constant state of emotional intelligence, spiritual vitality, and anointed ministry takes constant learning, constant growth. Let me be very clear that the disciples were not chosen because of their education, because of complete life experience, or because they were in the right social group, but rather called and anointed by our Lord because he believed in their potential. In their potential. Have you maximized your potential? Or is there something else? Something new? Something just on the edge that you're a little frightened of? A little unsure of? And yet, whatever it may be in your professional or personal life that you know God is whispering into your life, I believe in you. Follow me. I believe in you. Follow me. My prayer for you in the next weeks and months ahead is that you will hear that call and that you will decide by faith and grace to take the action you need to be able to respond to that new and exciting opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.